Hello and welcome to the Program Your Life podcast. Come with me on a journey of self-exploration, overcoming obstacles, and learning to believe in yourself. I'm your host, Joe Parker. Join me and my beautiful wife, Kimberly, as we explore what it takes to achieve our dreams, overcome our fears and doubts, and have some fun along the way. It's sure to be a roller coaster ride, and we are happy to share it with you. Now stay tuned for an exciting episode of the Program Your Life podcast. Okay, so here we are, another episode of the Program Your Life podcast. It's been a while, it's been a couple of weeks since we've done an episode. There's been a lot going on. Kimberly has rescheduled her play, Lost in Sound. The next date is February 28th. It will be another staged reading of her play. There are a whole bunch of people who are excited to come see it a second time, and people who missed it the first time. We're already selling tickets. It's 6 weeks away. Mm-hmm. So that's good response so far. It's going to be at the same place, the Jewel Box Theater. Larry's going to go ahead and run sound and lights again. And then the exciting thing is we're going to do assisted listening devices. We're going to caption the
script.
So we'll have that going. So that's exciting. Mm-hmm. And what else is going on? We've been doing some marketing. You've got a meeting scheduled with the president of the HLA chapter for State of Washington. And the potential is there to have
a fundraiser for a Let's Loop Seattle campaign. And I need to learn about fundraising because I don't know anything about it. I just have a desire and a passion to raise money for a very important, worthy cause. And I trust that that will guide me and the right people will come into my life to support this cause, and it will go well. And I'll learn a lot in the process.
Well, we saw a very inspiring example of people doing fundraising. 2 weeks ago, we went to the Autism Palooza at the Meydenbauer Center, and it was a group of people who had never put on an event before, and they came up with a concept of doing a musical and a talent concert for autism.
It was musicians, different groups of musicians performing.
Right, so musicians and dancers, singers for autism. And the lineup was fantastic. We had the headliner, Zoli and the Strange Kind, had just played Jimmy Kimmel Live the week before. And you can go out on YouTube and see their performance. We got to meet Zuli, and we got to meet Jason Kurtz, and Emily Randolph, and Val D'Alessio, and amazing amount of talent that they put together. And a beautiful theater. The Meydenbauer is a gorgeous theater. Mm-hmm. And so that was very inspiring to see people doing that, wasn't it?
It was, and I believe that's where I got the idea to do a fundraiser there. Because I was volunteering for the event, and walking around the theater, and I said to myself, why not me? Why can't I do my show here and do a fundraiser and raise money for Hearing Loss Association of America? So I went to the theater manager and I asked some questions. And the first question I asked was what kind of assisted listening devices they had for the theater. And he showed me and told me about it. And he said he wasn't really happy with the technology. And I understand that technology and there are some challenges with it, which is one of the reasons why Seattle's doing a campaign to Let's Loop Seattle and encourage businesses to loop their places of business. And a loop is an induction loop. It's an electromagnetic field that goes around the perimeter of a area so that when you step into the loop, which is basically a large antenna that works off radio frequencies, you can push a button on your hearing aid or your cochlear implant, which will go into telecoil mode. And any amplification that is used in the theater or in the worship house of worship or in the bank or whatever, anyone speaking into a microphone, that amplification will go directly to the person who's wearing hearing aids or a cochlear implant where they need it the most, is right there in their ears. It's wonderful technology. It's been around a long, long time, since the 50s. It's not that much more money to install than ALDs. And I talked to him about it, and he didn't know anything about it. He didn't know what it was, and it got me thinking about doing my performance at that venue, that theater, and raising money for the Let's Loop Seattle campaign.
Right. Now, loops are very big over in Europe, right?
Yes.
They're in cabs, they're in banks, they're in grocery stores.
Theaters, doctor's offices, anywhere that you go, you can find loops. In you know, not everywhere in Europe. Some places in Europe are more developed. And yet, well, what a wonderful thing to be able to go anywhere and make hearing accessibility easy and stress-free. And to be able to step into a loop and be able to communicate with a bank teller, with a doctor, hear a performance, is just a wonderful, wonderful feeling. And it's this wonderful technology. So a lot of cities across this country are having their own campaigns to loop places. It's just something a lot of people are not aware of and don't know about. Mm-hmm. Of course, a lot of people don't know about hearing loss. I'm bringing awareness to hearing loss with this play that I've written. So I think it's a wonderful match to go in partnership with HLAA and to offer this play as entertainment for the fundraiser and raise money for this really important cause.
Right, so it gives the theater an incentive to loop their theater, because then they'll have your show, Lost in Sound, which appeals to people with hearing loss and without, and it would bring in people who could use the loop. Mm-hmm. So it would be a really great showcase for them to show, look what we did, we looped our theater, and now we've got this show that is designed for people who could really use the technology. What a great win-win.
Yes.
Especially for the theater, for you as an artist, and also for HLAA.
Yes.
So what a great win-win-win scenario that you've put together. So now it's just a question of putting the pieces together, getting everybody on board. Got a meeting with HLAA in the next week or two. So we're just going to drive towards that. We think that they're going to be on board, and you've set a goal. Mm-hmm. To have your next performance after
June 1st, 2014. And that is my hope. That is my intention. I know that date is open. And right now, all of this is just conceiving in my own mind and heart. And nobody knows about it but you and a few other of my close friends. So I've got to move forward with this and get other people interested and excited and on board to support this vision. Mm-hmm. And I think it's excellent idea. It's absolutely possible. And, you know, I get to learn about fundraising in the process. I get to journey and discover something I have not done before. So that's exciting. I will definitely be in there, in the trenches, so to speak, helping in whatever way I can to bring this event to the public and be volunteering my time in fundraising for this. And we'll see what comes of it. I think that we have enough time, mm-hmm, to do this. And in the meantime, after my next show coming out on February 28th, I'm flying to New Mexico on March 2nd to work with a solo performance coach, one-on-one, for 4 consecutive days, 8 hours a day, intensive boot camp to edit my play and to refine the characters. And so when I come back from that trip, I will get together with my local director and rehearse and memorize the script and polish it up and get it ready to tour. And I would like my first big show to be the Maidenbauer Center. So far, my audiences have been about 100 plus people, and the Maidenbauer Center seats 410. So that's a good step up for me. Mm-hmm. And yet it's not a huge theater.
Yeah.
And there's no reason why I can't perform at that theater. And when I was there the other weekend, I visioned that. I thought, yeah, mm-hmm, yeah, I can do this.
Yeah, it's a great venue. It's right in the heart of downtown Bellevue. It's a new venue. It's beautiful. The lighting and the acoustics in that venue are fantastic. When we were there at the Autism Palooza show, they did a fantastic job. And then for Program Your Life, I went there to support some friends and to enjoy the show. And what happened for me is I ended up meeting a lot of the musicians, and a lot of them are looking for help with promoting their music. And I talked to Val D'Alessio, and I've been able to get her to give me some music to play on the Program Your Life radio. So you can go to Program Your Life radio and listen to Val. She's on there now. I'm also in a conversation with Emily Randolph, who was on The Voice last year, and her music will be on Program Your Life radio very soon. I'm going to be talking to some of the other bands and see if I can help promote them, and my listeners can enjoy their music. So it turned out to be a nice way for me to find some talent and creating win-wins with musicians and lecturers so that my listeners can benefit and the musicians can get some promotion. These are just fantastic musicians. They've got great talent, very enjoyable, positive music, and I'm really happy to be able to put them on Program Your Life and create these win-win solutions, and everybody benefits. So I'm excited about that because some extra music was what I was looking for to add as kind of the next step of making Program Your Life even better. I've got a lot of lecturers, and they're fantastic. However, in between, I wanted more music, and it's starting to happen now, so
that's great.
It's just going to snowball.
You know what's really cool about this experience is that we didn't know any of this would come from going and volunteering our time to support a great cause, autism.
Right.
We went to not only support and contribute our time and money for this great cause and volunteer, we also were asked to sponsor, and we're able to provide some food for the musicians backstage, and in exchange for being mentioned in the program and for offering flyers about Program Your Life and my play, Lost in Sound. And we went there open-hearted, open-minded, ready to give and contribute, and we received so much back.
Yeah.
And I got ideas for performing at that venue. I got ideas for doing my own fundraiser. You got to connect with musicians to add to your radio station. And all these positive, wonderful things came out of that that we never expected or knew would happen. We just were going to support a good cause and to meet people and contribute. And
right. I mean, we bought tickets. We brought food. I worked the box office. You were working the door. You were talking with the manager. It was just, you know, we're putting in our time, supporting our friends, and we got so much more out of it than we ever expected by volunteering. And I remember we were talking about, boy, should we go to this thing? Should we drive all the way over to Bellevue and support our friends? And we waffled a little bit. And we decided, you know what, let's do it.
Well, and I remember, because we knew that we could just contribute money online to the cause and not even show up. And we chose to put in the time on a Sunday afternoon, actually all day, because we went over right in the morning and we didn't get home until night. So we chose to do that and not just give our money, but also our time and support, which was needed. When we got there, they were very happy to see us and gave us a job to do right away. And that was rewarding. And so it really is that old saying, it is better to give than to receive. We really do receive so much more than we ever anticipated when we give. When we give of our time and our talents. And it turned out to be such a win-win.
Right, and it was inconvenient. That was the point I was trying to make, is that here was something that we knew that we kind of wanted to do, but yet it was going to take a whole day of our time and money out of our pocket, and we didn't know exactly what the return would be. And it was just, it was one of those inconvenient things. We could have very easily said, well, it's just, it's too far to drive, or, well, let's just contribute online, something like that. And yet, we sucked it up. We said, let's do it anyways. We know it's inconvenient. However, let's take a day out of our lives and go do this. And the benefit that we've gotten because we didn't allow inconvenience to stop us has been amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So we're making connections with people. We've discovered this great venue, and you connected with the manager. I connected with all these musicians. So it's been a real win-win. So I'm excited about it.
Yes. Say yes in life. You know, when opportunities come, say yes, because so often they lead, you know, to more opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad that we said yes.
Me too. I'm glad that we said yes. It was a great event. Now, if you want more information about Autism Palooza, they've got a website called autismpalooza.org, and they also have a Facebook page, and it's also Autism Palooza. And it was the first event of its kind. They're probably going to do it next year. It's going to be an annual event. I think February of 2015 is the next time it's scheduled for. Zoli and the Strange Kind, I think, are going to come back. She said that they were going to make it their annual event. She has high-functioning Asperger's syndrome, so she deals with a lot of problems related to autism, and she is a huge supporter of the event. She's incredibly talented. It's really, truly amazing what she can do. All right, well, great. Well, thanks for joining us today, and we'll see you again soon on the Program Your Life podcast. Well, that's our show for today. Thank you so much for tuning in. We were so happy to be able to share this episode of the Program Your Life podcast with you. Make sure to check us out at programyourlife.org. You can always find our podcasts there. We're also going to have the podcasts on iTunes, in the iTunes store under podcasts, and then there'll be some on our YouTube channel. So look for us online, and we will talk to you again very, very soon. Thank you so much to the Program Your Life podcast. Until next time, this is Joe Parker signing off. Bye-bye.